RBM, this is David. Check the thickness.
Hey, David, is Luis there?
No, sir. He won't be in today.
Oh, he's not in today? Okay.
No, sir.
Does he have an email?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
R. Robinson at rbmmachine.com.
Machine.com. Alrighty. Yeah, I'll go ahead and send them that quick note. And when's the best time to get in touch with them?
Well, usually today, but he got, I forget what it's called. Disease you get if you had chicken pox.
Oh.
Shingles.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Shingles, so.
Okay. Alright, well, I hope he feels better.
Yeah, he checks his email from home, so if you he'll get the information.
Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll send that over to him. And just out of curiosity, how's business been over there for you guys?
Well, fortunately, it's picking up. It has been slow, but it's picking up now.
Yeah, is that pretty typical, you know, this time of year from what you've seen? Or?
Well, no. Our largest customer had a contract problem, which held everything up for a couple of months, so.
Oh, man.
But it looks like last week they got it fixed and everything's going back in. Online.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear that you guys are getting ready to gear up. And do you know when the business usually looks to add on more equipment or usually does their financing?
Well, usually at the end of the year, they that's usually when he does it. I think that sometimes they offer this deal where you can expense the equipment rather than purchase it. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Rather than depreciated over time, and that's usually what he does it.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, he probably takes advantage of Section 179. Okay,
that's it. Section 179. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So,
perfect. Right. And do you know what bank they usually use over there?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Well,
thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.